It's the most wonderful time of the year. Merry Christmas from all of us at News Radio WGNS.
And Rutherford Issues back here, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric and our friends at MTE. Hope you get in the holiday spirit downtown Murfreesboro this Friday, as the Christmas tree lighting is happening on Friday. It's powered by MTE. You know, you have to have power to light the tree, right? So they're part of that, along with Santa being there, the big Main Street Christmas tree lighting downtown. You've got carriage rides, you've got a live nativity, all of those things going on the square, Friday, 5 until 8 o'clock. And we are all kind of in the Christmas spirit. Joining us with Steered Straight and Steered Straight 2 Furniture and Thrift, Jennifer Sanchez, and I guess Merry Christmas.
Merry
huh?
Christmas.
How about that?
It just happened. It's here.
The hits keep on coming. I mean,
it does.
Thanksgiving and then boom.
Boom. Yeah, it was a good Thanksgiving. How was your Thanksgiving?
Very good.
Good.
Lots of good food.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I hear you're to blame for the snow.
Oh, gosh. You told everybody.
I did.
You booger. Yes.
You can't tell me secrets.
Yes, I went up north for Thanksgiving, and as we were driving back, I'm like, oh, it was a snowstorm driving back. I'm like, but that's okay, because this is Illinois. Once we hit Kentucky, it'll start clearing up. And
never happens there.
It wasn't so bad in Kentucky, and I was like, why am I still seeing snow? Like, this doesn't make sense. And then we got home about 9 o'clock last night. Well, we were already home, but around 9, my husband looks out the window and goes, Jennifer. I'm like, oh, they're going to blame us.
I'm sure there are plenty to blame for that. But,
yes.
You know, the snow that they had up north, I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This early in the year.
Oh, yeah. It was all over the place up in Wisconsin. I don't know. Ugh.
Last night, though, it kind of got you in the Christmas spirit a little bit, I think. You know, a little snow.
Sure.
Didn't stick.
Sure. Sure. Yes, I do. Snow is pretty when it's not on the road.
Yeah.
So, yes, just living up north 40 years of my life, yes, I do not like snow with a passion. But it is pretty as long as it's not on the road.
Yeah.
If it's snow in the yard and not on the roads, you know, actually it wouldn't be so bad.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be so bad.
Yeah, maybe heated streets or something.
Yes. Yeah. Something. We need to do something. Heated salt. I don't know.
Yeah.
We need something. So, but yeah. So the roads were not bad this morning, which was thankfully good.
Did you have to shovel the sidewalk a lot in the driveway up north?
Oh yeah. All the time.
All the time.
Yeah. My husband's number one not favorite chore in
Amen.
The entire world is going out and shoveling. And for a long time we only had a one car garage, so only my car got to be in the garage, and his car was always covered in snow, so he'd have to go out there, start it, scrape the windows, all that good stuff, and shovel out the driveway. And yeah,
wow.
It stunk. So we are very happy to live in Tennessee. We are very blessed. It is on our top three list. It was number two was weather, was getting away from Illinois weather.
Well, we're glad that you're here, obviously,
yes.
For sure. So last weekend, we have Thanksgiving, and
mm-hmm.
then you have Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, usually a big weekend. How did things go at the store?
It was good. Yep. Thank you for everybody that came out and shopped for Small Business Weekend. We definitely appreciate it. And of course, you were talking about Friday night lighting the tree. Hey, we're still open until 7 o'clock, so you want to come before or after the lighting of the tree, stop by our store. We are Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 7, and Sundays, 11 to 5. But yeah, we did really well. I'm really excited about that. And this weekend, we have actually another big, lovely sale for all of our customers. We're having a customer appreciation. Saturday, we have live music.
Oh, cool.
Beach Grove Bob is coming out. He is adorable. He'll be singing some Christmas carols for us. And then we'll have some treats to hand out for anybody who walks in. And then we'll have some sales. I'm going to do it on clothes, kitchen, small appliances. Anybody need some kitchen stuff for their Christmas coming up? All that Christmas cooking and need some plates or big platters or whatever. Kitchen. I'm going to do it on electronics and, of course, Christmas stuff. So I've got some good sales coming up this Saturday, and, of course, along with some live music and some treats for. And then we also do It's really fun. We have like a wheel that we spin. So like spin the wheel so you can get greater discounts. You can get prizes. So they're it's fun. We love doing this. We do it twice a year. We love doing it in the summertime. We do it in the wintertime. It's a really fun day. My awesome. My team really loves doing it.
So the Saturday, the customer appreciation sale, lots of good deals. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you could find some great Christmas items, that kind of thing.
Yes,
too.
Yes, I do. Please come and get my Christmas stuff. Please. I've got lots of Christmas items. I can decorate an entire two or three houses.
Wow.
Come on over.
And I'm certain that if you have some, you know, maybe vintage items on a Christmas list somewhere or whatnot.
Yeah. So right up front when you walk in, we did like a vintage Christmas theme. So we love that one. It's really neat looking. So we grab some vintage items that we really think would be a fun gift for people and then just put in some nice little Christmassy items in there too. So yeah, right now our display up front is vintage Christmas.
Awesome. With Steered Straight and Steered Straight 2 Furniture and Thrift, Jennifer Sanchez joining us today. I forgot we started talking about Christmas and Thanksgiving and didn't get let you kind of talk about Steered Straight and the thrift store and how it helps to fund the ministry of Steered Straight.
Absolutely. My bosses, Michael DeLeon and his wife Darla, he goes into schools. He actually goes into prisons also, and he talks to students and he talks to faculty and staff and parents. There's a Parents Academy also. And he talks about drugs, alcohol, vaping's a big one, bullying. He kind of goes through the whole list of it. And it started with when he was younger. Parents got divorced. There was some abuse in the family, and he started talking to a kind of an older teen, and the teenager said, "Here, have this cigarette." Then the next thing he offered was a beer, and then the next thing he offered was pot, and Michael kept taking it, and that started at 11 years old. And just one thing after another, one snowball after another, and just school was a problem. But he had people in school that were reaching out to him saying, "Michael, we're seeing things where Michael talked to us." And of course, he kept saying, no. So he really encourages that. Like, that is a big encouragement when he goes, when the teacher comes up to him and says, "Hey, let's talk to them. They're safe. They're safe ground, you know, to talk to." So he really encourages for the faculty and the teachers and the staff for the students to go talk to him. So, yes, he went to prison. There was a thing called Scared Straight. And, you know, the teenagers who'd done something juvenile, they'd come in, they'd all puff up their chest and try to scare them. And he just didn't think that worked quite right. And he said, "Well, how do we get ahead of this? How do we prevent? So he thought, yep, just like the DARE program. I remember growing up in grade school watching a DARE program. So very similar to that. He goes into the schools. He does like a 90-minute presentation, talks about his life. He talks about other people's lives and people who've come out of it, people who haven't come out of it, like what that all looks like. And yeah, what all this drugs does your body to your brain. So he gets into all of it.
And, you know, I'm sure for him, I remember having some conversations about that. You come out of prison with this idea and, you know, it takes a while and some convincing to do for people to get behind and support. But, you know, moving here to this community and really, I guess, taking Steered Straight to 2.0, if you will, has been great. And the thrift store helps to fund all of this to be able to go to the schools and all. And, you know, you were listing all of those things that were going on, and with THC and pot so readily available now, you know, that is just.
And now it's epidemic. Smokeless.
Yeah.
That really gets me. That the company went out on purpose to make something now smoke less. So now you can't be caught as easy. Mm-hmm. You know, people, the kids vaping in the bathrooms. There are schools that do have, kind of like we've got smoke detectors, there are vape detectors now that they put in the bathrooms, because that's where typically the kids will go in and go vape now, is in the bathrooms. So there are vape detectors in bathrooms in schools. But just that, what I mean, the whole thing gets me. The whole thing gets me. But the fact that they made it smokeless, you cannot see the smoke. I mean, how incredibly, just, I don't know. sorry, sir. That gets me so bad that they are helping teenagers hide what they're doing.
Right.
And just, I don't know, people in general, like, if you're going into a bar or a restaurant and it says no smoking, that means no vaping too.
Sure.
Come on, people. Let's respect. I don't want to breathe any of that in whatsoever. Please don't do that around me and my family. So, and I've actually had a couple of hard conversations with some family members too, but they understood and respected it. And actually one of them gave it up. He was done after I listed all the chemicals, and he said there's no nicotine, and I said yes it is. I go, can you put down that pen and not pick it back up in 15 minutes? And sure enough, he couldn't pick it, you know, he had to pick it back up. I was like, you're addicted, there's stuff in there. So even if it says no nicotine in it, and it's just a flavor, it's a lie. There is an addictive drug in it. It is a nicotine, because if you have to constantly pick that up and put that in your mouth every 15 minutes, you're addicted. You're addicted. If you seriously have to walk into a store and you have to puff right then and there, really, you're addicted. That thing has now, that device now owns you.
Mm.
It now owns you. You don't own it. It owns you. And Michael is very passionate about it. And of course, hearing from me, I'm sorry. Actually, I'm not sorry, but yeah. I am very much against it too, and just what it does to teenagers and adults. I'm against it.
Well, the fact that you get to work at a place and you love thrift stores and thrifting and all of that, and to know that these two kind of go hand in hand, you know, and the passion for keeping young people away from all of this, all of the dangers, just a really cool story. And so just know that when you go to Steered Straight to Furniture and Thrift on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard and buy from there, you are supporting the ministry of Steered Straight and what it's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And great Christmas deals, all kinds of good things going on there.
Absolutely.
And you're also looking to expand your staff a bit.
Yes, I am hiring. So it's part-time hours. Yes, I do need you on weekends, but it's not every weekend. We work out a really good schedule that's maybe like every other weekend or whatever that might look like. So yes, I am hiring for part-time. So please come on in, fill out an application. If I have that moment, we'll sit down for that interview right then and there. So yeah, I've got a couple people that are either leaving for the end of the year because they're going on to bigger and better things or whatever that might look like. So
sure.
I've just got a few spots that are open. So I am hiring for 2 or 3 spots. So yeah, please come on in and fill that out and work with the team. Where it is a fabulous, I have a fabulous team. I really, really do. And we work really well with each other, and we are supporting a mission. Absolutely. And we hear that over and over again from customers that I want to shop here. I want to donate here. My brother died from this. My sister's addicted to this. We want to support you and help you. So we hear that over and over again. And pretty much everyone on my staff, there's a story. It might not be them like personally, but it's like a family member, maybe an aunt, uncle, mom, something like that. So there is, it's all over.
Jennifer, last couple of seconds here, but you mentioned at the customer appreciation sale before we went on that furniture's 50% off?
Yeah, right now, today.
Oh, right now, today.
Yeah,
okay.
Today, right now, I do have some furniture that is 50% off. So I've got a couple of, I've got a dining room table. I've got some, like a hutch. I've got a desk. I've got some stuff. I've got some stuff that's 50% off because we do pick up donations. And on Wednesday, I'm picking up a house load of furniture. So I need to make some room. So please help us out and come on over and shop.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, across from the old Roses and the old AG's Sporting Goods. You'll be able to find our friends over at Steered Straight. Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
As Jennifer Sanchez joining us here this morning. If you came in a bit late, want to hear about what Steered Straight is all about, Steered Straight to Furniture and Thrift, check the podcast. It'll be up shortly at WGNSradio.com under podcast and Rutherford Issues. And thank you so much for joining us. Don't forget, stop on by Steered Straight. They've got great deals and lots of Christmas items on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.